I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. The United States-based Chinese human rights defender says 2014 saw a dramatic decline in conditions for those who advocate for civil liberties in China. Renee Shah is the international director of CHRD, and she tells me about the findings of a new report by her organization.
We've seen more human rights defenders, nearly 1,000, being detained or prosecuted. That's more people than the numbers added together in the past 2 years. That's 2012 and 13. And then there were two crackdowns. One is around the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen, and the other is the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. During those times, they practically detained more than 200 individuals. And then we see more lawyers, human rights lawyers, now are being criminally detained or imprisoned than in any single year since the early 2000s. You know, that was the beginning we started to see human rights lawyers. And also there's systematic violations of human rights. For example, deprivation of legal rights, due process rights, including unreasonably long pre-trial detention and blocking of lawyers from visiting the detainees, as well as deprive medical treatment for those who suffer from illness or torture in prison.
We should say a famous case of that is Cao Shunli, who very unfortunately died while under detention.
Exactly. And that's also tied to another pattern of violation, which is to retaliate against anybody who seeks international attention to problems in China by, for example, trying to submit information to the UN human rights bodies, also to attend the UN Human Rights Council meetings. And we have documented Cao Shunli was one deadly incident where she openly sought to pressure the government to basically, you know, keep your promise. You told the UN you're going to involve civil society in your national preparations for the Universal Periodic Review. So here we are. We are part of a civil society. We want to give you information to be included in your national human rights report that was going to be submitted to the UN. Cao Shunli was the first stop at the Beijing International Airport. Then she was disappeared for 5 weeks. Eventually, she re-emerged in police custody after 5 weeks. And then, you know, a dozen of activists and lawyers tried to visit her at the hospital when she was rushed to the emergency room. And those people were detained. So eventually, Cao Shunli died because of deprivation of adequate medical treatment for her illness that either she had before or she caught in detention.
Well, looking over this past year, in general, what is behind this? Why has the human rights situation in China declined so much in 2014?
We attribute this to Xi Jinping's systematic purge of universal values and strengthening his basically dictatorship. You know, he's lashing out at the so-called corrupt officials. Probably most of them are his political rivals, but at the same time also lashing out at any kind of dissent, particularly organized dissent. You know, we've seen following the previous year in 2013, the crackdown of the New Citizens Movement. And in 2014, in continuation, a lot of those detainees were put on trial or sent to prison, including Xu Ziyong. So the space is clearly being closing down, and now, because also the heightened control of the internet.
Renee Shah, International Director of Chinese Human Rights Defenders. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.